So, as of today, they have put up fences around the MDC in downtown Los Angeles. And there's a couple things to think about when we're trying to figure out why are they doing this. Number one, it's working. They are terrified of the protesters, and they have spent money to make sure that we cannot cross their imaginary line. Money that would have otherwise been allocated to terrorizing our city. Draining their resources is a huge part of what we're doing right now. Any and all unexpected expenses that drain the resources for ICE operations is a win. Number two, some of the officers have expressed concern over the September 1st protests that are coming up. If you weren't aware, September 1st, Labor Day, is going to be a huge day of protesting across the nation. A No Kings Day 2.0, if you will. And they know we are going to get a big turnout at the MDC specifically, because it is ICE's main headquarters in the city of Los Angeles. Some other things I want to bring to everyone's attention for safety. These fences may restrict us and our boundaries when it comes to protesting in front of the MDC, but it also restricts them. So keeping an eye on all of the entrances is going to be really important. They only have two other entrances on both sides of the building that they use for vehicle access coming in and out. The second one is going to be the aerial warfare of it all. They have had snipers on the buildings before during large demonstrations, and now that they're not able to maneuver so easily right outside of the driveway, they will be posting people on top of the buildings. I have seen very severe injuries from less than lethal ammunitions and tear gas canisters, and I do highly believe they will start shooting at us from high vantage points. So if you're ever out there when there's a lot of traffic and it is getting really sticky with DHS and the protesters, please be sure to be wearing a helmet. In the cases of pepper balls and tear gas, please make sure you have a pair of glasses at the bare minimum or goggles on you. Water and saline are your best friends. Do not come to any demonstrations wearing lotions, sunscreens, anything that will give the tear gas an opportunity to stick to your skin even more so. Please mask up. We keep us safe. Your voice matters. You matter, and you can make a difference. So use this opportunity to make a difference. Make a decision every single day that helps you make a difference in at least one other person's life. This is only the prequel to what we will be experiencing for the next however many years. We are in this for the long run right now. And I need people to wake up and realize you will not have the privilege of being willfully ignorant for much longer. They will come for all of us. Don't wait until it's too late.